Hey, About Last Night podcast fans, what up? Hey, can we talk for a second? Can we talk money? Let's talk money. Truth is, sometimes honest, hardworking folks need a little bit extra, okay? And some banks don't always make it fast or easy, but I'll tell you who does. Avant! Finally, there's a company who gets it. Avant, A-V-A-N-T. Guess what? They provide access to personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000 without ever stepping foot in a branch. All you got to do is simply go to avantoffer.com and check your competitive rate, okay? Checking your rate is risk-free. There's no risk. Is there a risk? No, man, it's risk-free with no effect on your FICO score, all right? Complete your application in minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. See how easy and convenient borrowing is through avantoffer.com. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. Who else does that? Nobody? That's right. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter promo code LASTNIGHT. That's A-V-A-N-T offer.com, promo code LASTNIGHT. Avantoffer.com, promo code LASTNIGHT. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. What an episode we've got today. Holy shit. Our boy Jaleel White, third time guest on the About Last Night podcast. Hit me up a while back and said, yo, man, I want to come back on the pod, and I want to do it before the holiday season because I want to do a Black Christmas episode, to which I said, say what? And he goes, yeah, man, Black Christmas. I said, what is that? He goes, exactly. Let me come on the pod. Let me bring a buddy, and let's break it down. We got comedian Guy Tori. If you don't know who Guy Tori is, you don't know what comedy is. Guy Tori is one of the funniest motherfuckers on the planet. Shit, man. BET, Comedy Central, Kings of Comedy, the original Kings of Comedy. Comedy beast. Him and Jaleel came on the podcast and broke down to Brad and I Black Christmas. What does that mean exactly? Well, you're going to have to listen to the podcast. We break down the food, the culture, the process of obtaining a tree. Shit, man. You know how Thanksgiving and Christmas different in the African American community. It was incredibly enlightening, incredibly hilarious, and shit, it got real for a little bit. We touched in on some really sweet. Guy and Jaleel both had some really sweet stories from the holiday season of their upbringings that we got into unexpectedly, and. I mean, this was just one of those episodes where Brad and I were there to facilitate and keep things moving along. But fuck, man, Jaleel and Guy Tori, if you don't think they should have their own show after this episode, you don't have a, I was about to say soul, but sense of humor is what I was going to say. Anyway, so fun, so great that we did this and perfect timing for the holiday season. This is an episode I highly doubt you won't listen to it twice. Anyway, follow Jaleel White on Twitter at Jaleel White. Follow Guy Tori on Twitter at Guy Tori. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. Follow Brad on Twitter at Funny Brad. Follow About Last Night Podcast on Twitter at ALN Podcast for all news updates. We live tweeted during this one, so there's a lot of pictures and video posted. So make sure you follow us all on Twitter and come see us live stand-up comedy. I am still in Hawaii right now doing House Party Season 3 for Comedy Central, Adam Devine's House Party. So I am not, no stand-up dates to report as of now. But if you're in Hawaii, shit, come do a taping. Hit me up directly on Facebook or through email on my website. And I'll get you tickets to a Adam Devine Comedy Central House Party taping. We're in Oahu, baby. So come see us. Brad Williams is at the Reno Laugh Factory in Reno, Nevada, the 15th of December through the 20th in Reno, Nevada Laugh Factory. Get your tickets at laughfactory.com. And then go see Brad December 26th at the Irvine Improv in Irvine, California. Two shows on the 26th at 7 and 9. Get your tickets at improv.com. Of course, get your merch. your ALN merch, your shirts, your mugs, hats, any day now, baby. Hats any day at estoymerchandise.com, estoymerchandise.com for all your About Last Night podcast merch. Buy it. Come on, man. Holiday season. Stocking stuffers, man. Stuff an ALN shirt in that stocking stuffer. And make your family happy and surprise them. They'll be like, well, what is this? And be like, dude, a Jew and a midget got this podcast. You got to listen to it. Wear the shirt first. See how it feels. If you like how it feels, listen to the podcast. If you like how that feels, go back to this Astoy merchandise and buy more merch. It's a never-ending cycle of fun and fun. So many great episodes on the horizon. So many great guests coming your guys' way. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes and giving us a 5-star rating. We appreciate that love. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and comment on the iTunes page. That's how we climb the charts and continue to assert our pod dominance in the comedy world. You guys are killing it with those lately. Thank you so much. And tell your friends about lastnightpodcast.com for all past and present episodes. Wherever you're listening to it, we appreciate the love. Hope you guys are enjoying your last few weeks of work before the holiday season commences. And speaking of holidays, now that we got the Twitter handles out of the way, those are the tour dates. That's all the merch info. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast, Black Christmas, with Jaleel White and Guy Tori.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. What no podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's About Last Night.
If you could turn me more up in the headphones a little bit too, that'd be dope.
Sound like one of those rappers that can't rap. Turn my mic down. I need a headphone. More headphones. Trying to stall to you. Trying to find a better rap.
I need a snare. Check.
There you go. Perfect.
Right. I need some more snare in my headphones.
Yeah. Perfect.
I like that smash up, the Collision Course.
Thanks,
with Jay-Z and Linkin Park. One of the best.
Yeah.
DVD. They had a bonus DVD where they actually show them doing everything.
Right.
So dope, man.
It's always interesting, like, as people that are in show business and people that are creative people to watch other people create and do what they do. And especially people that are totally at the top of their game, like Jay and,
Jay, I watched the other one when Timbaland's and they're giving Jay Jigga beats and he's just and they're like,
did you see the movie about making the Black album?
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite scene is when Timbaland's just going through beats, and then
that's the big Timbaland too.
Fat Timbaland, and then they get to that point where I think it's the beat for Dirt Off Your Shoulder.
Yeah,
and
when you see Jay's face,
it just lights up. He's just like that one.
Yeah, you see him go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just start bouncing.
Yeah, and then he like just starts feeling. You're like, oh, like it's so amazing how that just spoke to him in that one moment where it's like, oh yeah, I can do something with that.
Yep. That's how it is, man.
Who were your like music influences when you were growing up? Like, who were you into?
Man, you know what's funny? Because I was a big jazz fan.
Yeah.
Like jazz. Like, I mean, you know, I fell in love with Sade. You know, the Sweetest Taboo video and them jeans she had on riding that horse. You know. But then, man, I was a big jazz fan, man. I like Sam Cooke. My dad, you sit back with my dad and listen to, you know, the oldies, man. Yeah. Sam Cooke, Smokey Robinson, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and those things. Then hip-hop came along, mm-hmm. and my dad did not want it in the house.
Really?
Oh, shit. That shit
was that pretty consistent with most parents when it came to be? Yeah.
The hibbity-hop, and we went to Catholic school too, man, so... You know, it was really forbidden, but we snuck and listened to the shit.
I was going to say, there's got to be a way to sneak that type. I mean, in every Catholic school,
but
people were sneaking.
But the funny thing is, my
habits.
Dad had Richard Pryor records in the house.
He, what?
He like, well, how does that work out?
That nigga's crazy. I remember the album cover clearly, and he didn't like hip hop.
It's
just a different form of music. He didn't know what it was.
These kids in their damn music. You know what? I'm finally getting to that part now. I'm 31. And I've gotten to the point now with like some of the EDM and the
Now that, but that's a different.
And now where I'm trying to be like, there was kids in there They're beats.
I don't beats. Get it. Those are, I don't know what those are.
They're synthesizers.
Yeah. It's just like head nod music. Like,
yeah.
It's just background music for them to trip. It's just for the
trip out.
Yeah. It's just for the drugs to have
exactly.
something
right.
to assist when they are, you know, dry humping a pole. So that it doesn't look totally like abnormal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the lights, you got to have the lights too. You got to flash have the lights to make it, they go hand in hand.
Only mm-hmm. one time have I really been to a rave where, and I wasn't even on ecstasy or anything that was, I mean, a little weed, but like that, that's not enough.
Just you a can't weed be laced with, get some moon rocks.
Just a little bit weed laced with coke, ecstasy, and heroin. But like basic other than that, stuff. Man, a couple sure. Red Bulls. But it was the, I try to allow myself to get into like the entire like experience of like the songs, because the way they build
right.
to like and just an explosion
yeah.
of
yeah.
every sense.
Yeah.
And these kids next to me, like I tried to get into it, but I'm watching them like who are fully experiencing
right.
every, like losing their minds.
Yeah. Eyes closed.
Eyes closed.
No. They don't know where they are.
No.
They're stepping on your feet.
Oh,
throwing
yeah.
up on you.
It's like mosh pit meets.
Yeah.
I don't
meet crazy white people.
Well, isn't that what a mosh pit is?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we just find new and inventive ways to
I went
crazy.
To a mosh pit one time. I went to a Korn concert one time,
oh, man.
In Orange County, which is skinhead capital.
Is it?
Yeah, man.
That's where I'm from. I didn't know about the, I didn't know about the skinheads.
We don't know yeah. what you do at night, Brad.
It is
no
true.
Idea.
You drive away very inconspicuous.
Exactly. With shifty eyes and shit.
Yeah, Brad's always like,
I gotta go.
Why you say it like that, man?
But I was managed by the same people who used to manage Korn back
yeah.
in the day.
Oh, shit.
So I went to a Korn concert in Orange uh-huh. County, man, and it was at Arrowhead Pond. Right,
yeah, the pond. Yeah,
it was
nuts.
Ducks
play. Yeah.
That's as close to hell I ever want to be, man. Because, no, I'm serious. It was like I left the floor because it was nothing but skinheads there. Skinheads
yeah.
and a few Crips and a few Bloods.
Wow.
And they had the pyros and shit going.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up and left and went up to the skyboxes. I'm like, I'm not. And then looking down on it, that shit was crazy, son.
Wow.
Crazy.
And you're just like, I'm not going.
And I got looks when people looking at me because. You know, doing American History X, that a lot of skinheads watched that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was their
anthem. There's like, hey, we can finally buy a movie.
Is that Lamont?
Yeah. And that would not, like, because before to find any movie where skinheads are in it, they have
right.
to buy, like, some weird
some
underground
cult,
shit.
Some cult,
yeah.
cult following movies that they did on their own. Some
yeah,
home
yeah.
skinhead movie that they did.
Exactly.
Wait, so what, did you roll solo or did you roll with the
I went the solo, actually.
Wow.
But I met my manager there.
Okay.
Yeah, but I did roll solo.
That seems like quite the gamble.
And I actually rode in that's when I was feeling myself back then. I took a limo.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because I knew I was going to drink, too. I wasn't going to, you don't go to Orange
Smart
County
no.
black.
Yeah.
You don't go sober black.
No, man, when I went to Orange a Third County. Eye Blind concert recently, I rented a limo for six people.
Yeah, but that's, you know,
by
I was
the way,
by
that's
myself.
Could you ever admit your whiteness more?
Right.
You know, back at the Third Eye Blind concert. And,
yeah, you know what?
And
as I drove past the homeless on Skid Row in downtown LA.
Smash Mouth opened up.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Driving by the homeless singing, how's it going to be? Yeah. okay, so then who, comedy-wise, who were like, so your dad had...
But I got it after the whole hip music thing, let's
yeah.
finish
yeah.
that whole
yeah.
thing, was like, you know, the hip-hop game, you know, Public Enemy, Run DMC, Grandmaster Flash, Melly Mel, original Beastie Boys.
Can you even, I mean, because I don't remember being really privy to that...
Because you're in a limo with six motherfuckers in.
No, I'm saying, but I grew up in Seattle during the grunge era, right?
Okay,
but like,
okay,
I was in,
yeah.
I was 12 when it was really happening. So
okay.
when people were like, "You must have loved Pearl Jam," I was like, "Dude, unless he covered Hakuna Matata,
yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
I was waiting to like The Lion King and shit." But
you grew up gay.
Dude, everybody loved The Lion King.
No, hey, dude, he switched like 3 years ago.
Okay,
yeah, he's
man.
Great.
Hey, guy doesn't know me, man. He's gonna believe. He's gonna take everything you say.
No, come on. No. I see that.
No, is that
you? Got a deep cut V neck shirt on. That's like that. Yeah,
that's a deep V.
Yeah, deep V.
It's not even a V though.
It is.
Well, that's even worse. At least
Wait,
Lion
now,
says in style.
I would love to know. Yeah. Now, could I make the same assessments about your button-up flannel?
Yeah, man. What's up? 5'4" clothing line.
You look great. 5'4"?
5'4".
Dude, yeah. They sponsor
yeah.
you?
Yeah, they sponsor
They're the best.
Me.
So you know Andres really well.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh, come
yeah.
on, yeah, he's my
but,
boy.
And then he
brought his own headphones. Guy Tori brought his
yeah,
own
man.
Headphones that match the shirt.
Yeah,
just to know
that's
fucking
black people. We care about... how we look, not what we gonna say on stage. You know, it's like if we do a 15-minute set, it's an HBO special. We got to put our clothes out on the bed, the whole nine. But the headphones didn't happen because, man, you know, Brad, we and Brad run into each other all the time at the airport.
We are airport buddies.
Yeah,
like,
man.
We're always on the same flights.
Road warriors, man.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of shows, you know, down south, man.
Yeah.
And these some of these mom-and-pop radio stations, for one, they still got Jerry Curls down in the goddamn
thing. Do they really?
So you put the headphones on the radio station, give you, and they got Jerry Curl juice all in the damn ear hole. So now your ear look like you put Vaseline all on, like you a boxer and shit, like you Floyd Mayweather. But then some of these cheap-ass radio stations, man, will steal some from the airlines. So now you have American Airlines headphones that they're giving the guests. And it's a short in it. So now you gotta stand on one leg, hold the cord, and listen to your set. You sound like Katharine Hepburn talking. And it's just in and out, shaking. So I said, you know, bring my own shit.
That's gonna be the first Katharine Hepburn references on
the podcast. Remember when she was like,
she
was losing?
She would always talk like
exactly.
That, yes. That was Katharine Hepburn's voice.
Oh, and she moved when she talked, like, stop, bitch.
She would move her head back and forth, but she didn't have Parkinson's. It was very strange.
Right. Yeah, that was just a choice.
It was just what she did. That's how she got the voice to do that.
Exactly.
I blew Howard Hughes, you know.
Okay, so now can you do the Katharine Hepburn impression?
Get it?
Yeah, get it.
Yeah.
All right. So a lot of shows down south.
Why, yeah,
now, what? When do you figure out that's like where you're? You have a lot of.
I go everywhere, but some of them are down south, and you have these little cheap ass radio stations. So
yeah,
you know, they haven't been taken over by, you know. The iHeart and them, yeah. They just did their own shit going on.
Yeah, dude, there are literally some radio stations, and it's weird because when you're not around the world of radio, you just kind of have this fantasy about what it is.
Right.
And if you've
a lot
only,
of ugly people, first of all.
Yeah.
That's why they're doing radio.
And if you've only seen, like, clips of, like, the Howard Stern show.
Right.
Then you're like, oh, so every studio is like this big studio with all these lights and shit.
Man.
No, like, and there's stations where you go and it's literally a house.
Pieces of shit, yeah.
It's just like,
is this somebody's crib? This is somebody decided to open a radio station in their fucking garage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nuts. What's up?
Getting Jaleel a drink. He just, Jaleel's on the way. And he texted,
okay.
I go, what do you want? First of all, he texted, is guy showing you his extensive porn on his phone?
Uh-oh.
I had porn on my phone?
apparently the rumors have gotten to Jaleel.
Man.
And then I said, what do you want? And he goes, something festive. Apple Ciroc and cider.
Apple Ciroc.
Yeah.
Apple.
That's the new one that Puffy got, you know, Puffy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm a vodka drinker, too. You know, I got my Moscow Mule. I don't have a copper mug, though. That's the problem.
That's the way to go with it, right?
Gotta have a copper. I usually travel with my own copper. I take my own copper mugs to clubs.
Shut
a lot of the improv
fuck
the funny
wait,
bones.
Wait, say that 10 times fast.
I take my own copper Mule.
Get out of here.
Because a lot of the clubs don't have the mugs because people steal the damn mugs.
Right.
So I got like 16 of them because I forget to pack them.
Yeah. Right.
So I have to go to a store, a Crate and Barrel, which is expensive. I really like to go to TJ Maxx. It's $9 at TJ Maxx.
Secrets revealed. Yeah, Guy Tori shopping behavior.
At TJ Maxx. Yeah. copper mugs. So I bring my own copper mugs, man. Yeah. And, you know. But it's not the same in a
it's
damn
not.
Glass, man.
It's not. It's like drinking
fake
a
ass mule,
it's like drinking a Guinness in a fucking
it's goddamn
wine
Moscow
glass.
Pony. It's not a goddamn mule.
I love that you bring your own cop mug though. What and it's just because it just feels better for you.
It does, man. People and then on stage, it's funny because now when I'm on stage and I'm drinking and I have my copper mug, people are trying to figure out what I'm drinking. First of all, those who don't know about a Moscow Mule,
totally
right.
And then the ones who do, like, they try to order it. And then somebody will bring it to him, and I see him like, this ain't the little brother. Like, this ain't no copper mug. Give me that shit that he got. The brothers don't fuck around.
Right.
Give me that shit he got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, we don't have it, so. But then, no, fuck that. Where you get your mug from, guy?
Yeah.
During your bit.
Yeah, right. Cancel the mule. Give me goddamn apple Ciroc. That's Ciroc. Ciroc. So what? Yeah, that puppy shit. They can't say, some brothers can't say Ciroc.
Right. So you just had to say, like, give me that puffy vodka.
Give me that puffy shit. Yeah.
And now, what is he back to Puff Daddy now? What is he called?
I really believe that commercial that he did for Macy's when he cloned himself. Puffy is every damn where, man. But he's one of the hardest working men in the game, man.
Yeah.
And he's smart as hell, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, smart as hell.
And he's got a son now that's, he's going to be on UCLA or something?
I think his son went back, because he got into it with the coach.
Yeah, he got into
a
fight with a kettlebell.
Yeah, and then Snoop Dogg's son used to quit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he took one hit in college. Like, hey, for Dizzle, Dizzle, Dizzle. His house is here, Dizzle, Dizzle. He saw Ice Cube's son acting like, hey, I'm going to take that route here, so here, so my Dizzle. Fuck these Enzinzos. I'm not catching these piss assholes and these shiz bizzles with these brewizzles.
That's right. They're, yeah. Puffy's son.
They did a whole reality show on him in high school.
Yeah, trying to pick his college.
A whole season of him going to moving to Vegas.
Right.
In order to play with this great school and him, you know, and then you get to UCLA.
He lasted like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
And then he's like, I'm out. Now,
peace.
Do you think it's like because people went easy on him in high school because he's
No. Come on, you got a target on your back. On your back when you like, especially when you your father is a dog father. You know?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. But
so,
like,
hit harder in the college.
Yeah.
In the Pac-10.
Okay.
They hit harder. This ain't Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, we talking college football. We talking about men who grew
will
up
be
in the hood.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Who wanna hit you because Snoop fucked their mama.
The crazy part is,
yeah,
that's probably true.
Yeah.
A lot of cases where some guys just line up like, my mama's told me stories.
Yeah.
I do not fucking like this guy.
You know, what's so crazy to me about Snoop is I was talking to somebody the other day about how I was like, man, I gotta really, you know, I've cut significantly back on my weed intake, but now with just more voiceover gigs and shit, I'm like, I really can't do it. And then somebody goes to me, they go, man, Snoop smokes probably a million times more than you do, and he still fucking sings. So
Snoop
shut
is
up.
Cool though, man. Like,
I think also his lungs, like
use your diaphragm, man.
Yeah, but also, I mean, it's how the weed also is a
you can't compare how you smoke weed to Snoop.
Right.
That's like
you can.
Matter of fact, you
stepping
and Snoop
up.
Should have been in the same goddamn sentence.
Yeah, you can.
All right, I should have started that sentence with "All I want to do is smoke weed with Snoop Dogg."
There you go.
That's all I want.
A few times.
Oh my
god. And I'm
not
a weed smoker.
Yeah, but how do you pass up that opportunity?
But you know what?
And that's what it was.
And that's, of course,
dude.
Yeah.
I've heard that story from a handful of people, by the way, where they're like, I don't even smoke, but it was Snoop.
I smoked, and we did a movie together called Ride back in the early 90s. In the mid-90s, did Ride in Florida with Luke and Cedric Entertainer and all that stuff. So smoked in his trailer then.
Jesus.
And then I was in Montreal, of all places, doing a movie. He had a concert. So ended up going to the concert.
Unbelievable.
Went to the dressing room, blazed. Mm-hmm. And then I was in Kansas City doing a charity basketball game. Snoop was in a festival.
Yeah.
Went in the dressing room, played.
It sounds like a Travel Channel show, like smoking around the country
with
Snoop Dogg. Yeah.
So I smoke, like, you know, and it's crazy because the only time I like to smoke is when I'm with a chick.
Yeah.
And we about to get it in.
Yeah.
About to tear that ass up. Because I'm like Magic Mike high. High?
Shit.
I got my pony song on. I got the six pack. I'm sexy as hell when I'm high and I'm having sex. But when I'm sober, I suck.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I don't. That's just your form of sexual preference. I don't suck. And then, like, last Wednesday, a week ago, I was at Club Nokia, and they had the West Fest with Bone Thugs and Harmony, Dog Pound, and DJ Quick.
And Corrupt. DJ Quick.
Dude, Quick.
So much
Corrupt
weed.
Gave me some Moon Rocks. I don't know what the hell Moon Rocks was, but I can't be a punk. He's like, guy, you want to fuck with some of these Moon Rocks? I was like, yeah. Like, I knew what the hell it was.
I thought they were like Pop Rocks, like something you get at 7-Eleven.
Well, they had Moon Rocks growing up. They had Pop Rocks and Moon Rocks.
Yeah.
I'm like, these ain't the Moon Rocks I fucking grew up on. Because they look like they was like weight balls, but weed balls.
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
Like, it was a weed dude, and his balls fell off, and they fell into my hand. Because it was green, and they were like, they weren't buds, but they were kind of brown, blackish, greenish, and I still got them.
And you squeeze them and you cough. Same thing.
Is that what it is? Right. Automatically just bend over.
Yeah, man.
How were Bone Thugs?
Man, they all were great. I ain't gonna lie, man. I mean, dude, Corrupt
Do they open or close with Crossroads?
They close with Crossroads.
You have to.
Yeah. But it was so, man. Was from the contact, just being in Club Nokia.
I was gonna say,
because
they're not trying to regulate security wise. They're not like, they're like, we know what this show is,
right?
You know what this show is when you bought a ticket to it,
right.
So they're probably giving you papers on upon arrival.
And I was afraid because I do my show Fat Tuesdays at Club Nokia.
Yes, you do. Show once a month, right?
Once a month, yeah, man. We just had one last night, man.
Yeah, this is once a month, Club Nokia. And downtown LA, who are some of the people that come on the show? Just give
the first show I had LaVell Crawford, man. I had Tommy Davidson, had my brother Joe Torre, had Tony Rock, and had Lunell, you know, Lunell, crazy ass. DJ D-Rec was on the ones and twos. Second show, I had D.L. Hughley.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I had Steve Wilson.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was a great show. I had Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, she's the best.
Yeah, that was a great show. And my man Deion Cole.
Deion, in front of the show.
And then last night, I had Gary Owen.
Yep.
I had Gene Hardy, up-and-coming comedian who's funny as hell. Mm-hmm. I had Melanie Camacho, who's open for everybody.
Yeah.
Like Martin and Tommy and Jamie Foxx and Chris Tucker.
I also had
Larell on the show from Chicago.
Oh, nice.
Oh, man. Who's on the Gerard Carmichael
show.
Yeah.
He's funny as hell, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. That's a great show last night. My mama stole the show, though.
Your mom.
My mama's birthday is today, so she came in town last week. I brought her to the show last night. I brought her on stage, gave her a cake and everything. She grabbed a mic. Man, I'm going to post the videos. My mom.
What did she do? Yeah,
I love my mama. I didn't even give her the fucking mic. She just took the motherfucker.
Wow.
And was like, let me get that. And my mom is, you know, she's very spiritual, so she starts speaking in tongues and shit. And white people, y'all don't know that shit. Because my business partner is white. He's like, what language is he speaking? Jesus, motherfucker.
Yeah, if he didn't know.
What language is Jesus?
She's speaking to Jesus.
He's speaking that. Then she started dancing, man.
What was he? Can you get, I mean, any sort of a...
I got the video on
it,
man.
Can we play it into the mic? Can you hear it?
Oh, you know what? We can't hear it, man, actually.
That's
you
great.
Know what? You actually can. I'm going to play my mama, man.
I mean, hell, she raised, son. You know, two of her sons are comedians.
Yeah, well, everybody in the house is a comedian. We just only stupid up to do it professionally.
Who's the funniest in your family?
I am, of course.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, my mom and my dad, we lost last year. He was the funniest. And my mom was freaky funny. Like, my dad was more storyteller.
Yeah.
And embellishing shit. My mom was just, you know, my mom had whole tendencies, I think. I'm just saying. Because it's six of us.
Yeah.
And three of us, we don't know if they really my dad's. My dad was in the military. He was stationed overseas a lot.
Right.
These motherfuckers don't look like my dad. They look like...
tendencies. I think whole tendencies open for Third Eye Blind.
Yeah. great band. Slow jams.
Yeah. Slow jams.
Lots of slow jams.
Yeah, a lot of Boyz II Men covers. There you go. That's my new closure. That got a great applause.
Universal. 1.2 billion stone people, including the Pope Francis. He's crazy like me. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
I don't fuck out the tones, but.
What language is that?
That is not Swahili. She's speaking Jesus, man.
Holy shit.
She's not getting with the microphone.
Hey, dude, yeah. And I had no filter last night, too, man. So, you know. Mom's there.
What do you mean? You just...
Well, some of my siblings I don't really get along with, I don't really like. And I was just saying, Mom, you should have swallowed on some of those. Should have took it in the face. Put it on your lower back tattoo or some shit. Some of my siblings, you know, we could do without some of the motherfuckers.
Okay.
But she tastes like a champ, man. You know,
who?
That must be his whole tendencies.
So you're in your whole stand-up career. I mean, she's way big supporter and like.
Man. At first, it was because my brother Joe Torre, who blazed a trail first. You know, he was in that Def Jam era back when it first started, and it was crazy because my dad was like. You know, my brother told me he was a comedian. My dad flipped out because my dad, you know, like, I sent you through college 4 years to tell some motherfucking jokes. You could have not done shit and told some guys.
Yeah.
So it made it easier on me. Once he saw it was an honest living.
Yeah.
And then he accepted it. So it made it easier for me to come along. And I remember my first show in front of my parents. Like, I know never cuss in front of my parents. White kids, y'all cuss in front of your parents all damn day. You don't do that in black households. Get the shit slapped out of you. Or shot. My dad was military. He was Vietnam. He was shell shot. So he was shooting.
Oh, man.
So Agent Peterson looked like fucking timeout compared to our fucking upbringing. He got beat with shovels and shit.
So instead of go outside and get the Switch, it was like, go and like pick your Switch out. For you, it was like, go outside and pick which round I'm going to load into the chamber.
We had to load the musket. It was my dad had muskets.
Jesus, Looney Tunes style.
So my first show in St. Louis, man, my parents came to the show, and I was nervous. I'm like, I'm about to go here and cuss in front of my mom and dad. I ain't never cussed before.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, with that dad, I don't know if y'all got kids or anything, but with that dad, mm-hmm. I guess, intuition that you have, that parent, he came to my hotel room and was like, look, I know you about to do some things, say some things me and your mom ain't never heard you say, but don't worry about it. Just act like we ain't out there. I know it's your job. No, it's no disrespect. We're not going to look at you any type of way. And like, you know, comics, before we go on stage, especially when you're young, you're in the zone. You're nervous as shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to get my zone. He's like, yeah, don't worry about it. He kept going on talking. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, you sure, Pop? He said, yeah. I said, well, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to focus, nigga. and he looked at me strange for a minute. He was about to punch me, and then he started laughing. It's like, and that broke the ice for me, though.
Yeah.
It broke the ice. So because in my head, I was worried about, you know, I would have went out there on that stage and not committed to those jokes.
Right. Of course.
Thinking, what are my mom and dad thinking about the cuss in front of them for the first damn time?
Right.
So that right there was huge for me.
Now, had you made him laugh like that before? Like, it just in
not
everyday
really.
Life? Okay.
Not really, man. I remember the first time I made somebody laugh, though. I had to be, I think, 6 or 7 years old. We lived in New York, and mm-hmm. We had an aunt, a great aunt, because my mom and dad was only children. So we had an aunt, and she was like Alice. Like, she was like the nanny, basically.
Okay.
And remember, she cooked breakfast one time, right? And she cooked grits, she cooked eggs, and she had bacon. And they, you know, bacon is, this is like 75 or some shit
bacon's
like that.
Bacon's hot then.
Bacon's hot. Yeah. Bacon's always been hot.
Yeah.
So I ate all my fucking bacon. I ate all the eggs. I didn't touch my grits. You know, when you put grits down, it's like smooth, like white snow that just,
I don't know what grits are.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like ghetto motel meal.
I've been to an old town buffet.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
So I had to touch my grits, and she had to be about maybe in her 60s or 70s back then.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, boy, you ate all your food. You ain't touched your grits. So I took my finger and started poking in my grits. I'm touching it now. So I was more of a smartass.
Yeah.
And she reared back to smack the shit out of me and then started laughing. And I was like, and that was the first time I can remember making somebody laugh, man.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man.
And you got slapped, yet you still thought.
I didn't get slapped.
She reared back. She was
slapped me and she stopped herself.
Yeah.
It was like a half swing. You got to check with the umpire to see if it went over the plate. And she stopped herself and started laughing, man.
That's the
first time I can remember somebody laughing.
And do you remember in that moment too, like going, okay, I need to apply this to other situations.
No, man, no, I was. Whatever. I mean, as a kid, you probably like, you know, I was little, so it's like, yo, maybe I make motherfuckers laugh about to whoop my ass. You know, you get bullied when you little.
Yeah,
yeah. And then, but you started when you were what, 17?
Comedy?
No, not like acting and stuff.
No.
All
23.
Right.
I moved to LA at 23. I started real late.
You mean Wikipedia is not factually correct?
Dickipedia, because it'll dick you around if you listen to that motherfucker. But no, man, I started at 23, man. Moved out to LA in 1992, man.
Okay.
Yeah, and started doing stand-up, and then...
Where'd you move? You moved from St.
Louis? STL 314 St. Louis Mo.
I'm going back there in a month to do the Funny Bone.
Which one? And they
Westport.
Got a new one now. Yeah. The Westport one.
Westport
one.
That's the old
a throwback one.
Yeah. That's the one where people still smoke.
Yeah.
I have to now try to actively say, hey, can you make one of the shit? Because on Saturday, there's a 7, 9, and midnight.
Right.
I go, you got to make one of them non-smoking because it's not just like, maybe 5 out of the 200 people are going to smoke.
No.
They're all smoking 12 packs during the whole show.
Because you can't smoke in any bar practically. So that's
and it's
that's
like,
where they go.
And the first time I went there and they were smoking, I was really kind of chastising people being like, can you not fucking go an hour without like giving into this problem? Yeah.
And they probably looked at you like you took your dick out in church. No, because I made the mistake of doing that. I was doing comedy, I think, 3 months, maybe 6 months.
Yeah.
Right? And first kind of road gig, I was in Miami.
Yeah.
And this is like 94 now, or early part of 94. No, it's 93, I'm sorry, because I started in 92. So I didn't know, the whole goatee thing was like grills. This is like early before grills came back in the last 10 years. So everybody, this dude was smiling up front, and he had on a gold grill. I said, man, you country ass, what the fuck with gold teeth? Who the fuck wear gold teeth now? I'm in Miami. The whole crowd smiled. They all had gold teeth. They looked at me like I was a mall map. like, you are here. You're trying to get there. Yeah, and I, when I say I died to death with 1,000 dogs that night, man, and I had them too.
Yeah.
I had them for the first 7 minutes. I was in them. When I said that, they shut down on me like
couldn't get
them
back, huh?
Couldn't get them back.
Yeah.
Couldn't get them back.
Man.
So then you come to LA and then immediately, I mean, you just kind of jump right in wholeheartedly into the stand up.
Well, you know, I didn't even come to LA to do stand up.
Yeah.
I came to finish my marketing degree and then, I got inspired by Def Comedy Jam, some motherfuckers, and I'm like, I'm funnier than that, motherfucker. and then I just went on stage, man, one night. Drunk as hell, bombed, went up the next night to Comedy Theater in South Central and did a little better and just kept doing it over and over again, man. And every night I was on stage 3-4 times a freaking week.
Shit.
Sometimes 2 times, 3 times a night, just going to these pizza spots or bars or and lounges, crips. And that's the thing about doing, I don't know about, people who are not black, but, the reason why, these mainstream comedy clubs are important to black comics is because if we don't get in those clubs, we got to do comedy in these hood spots. And a lot of times it's Crips and Bloods.
No shit.
In the audience. And if they heckle you and you do a mama joke, you lose your fucking life.
Wow.
This guy's been shot,
so you can't
beat
be like, you can't say, your Crip mama's so fat. Like, you can't do, you can't do any of that material.
You can't do anything, Joe. Yeah. But if you do, you got to really make a fucking laugh. To make a really
there he is.
Not whoop your ass or shoot you in the parking lot. So that's why the whole Fat Tuesday thing was so important when I created.
There he is.
What's up,
here.
There he is.
What's up, Playboy? And he's got his Christmas sweater on.
His ugly Christmas sweater on.
He's got that's the Drake Hotline Bling.
Hotline Bling. Oh, where'd you get that from?
Hotline Bling, man. I'm nice like that.
That's Jaleel, man. That's Jaleel, man.
I'm nice like that.
What up, Pippin?
What's going on, man?
Good. I ain't seen you in a minute, son.
Cool, man.
Can't be telling people about my porn on my phone, man.
We'll edit that out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm telling them I'm pulling on the phone.
You mean my text was going over live?
Yeah, man. That's the porn on my phone keeps me, that's where the original selfie came from. This whole taking pictures of yourself. No, original selfie, when your girl didn't show up, you got lotion and a hard dick.
God damn.
And you do a selfie. You do it yourself. Yeah. That's the original selfie. Yeah. These kids today, that's how we go. That's how we start.
Yeah.
That's how we start, Jaleel.
Damn.
That's how we start, Jaleel.
Puberty for me was that same bottle of lotion and suspenders. I don't want to go back there. I don't want to go back there.
Straight from recent run of Scion commercials, Jaleel White.
No, but that's true. I mean, you pretty much had to grow up in front of everybody.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
So did they as a kid going through all that, like, did anybody pull you aside? Like, Reginald didn't be like, no, Jaleel, when you're fucking jerking it up, like, here's how you do it. Like,
that was actually the problem, is that no one pulled me aside for anything.
Jesus.
Really?
I just had to have a sharp learning curve.
You like Kobe did.
I'm serious. You
came into the league with a whole bunch of grown ups, and you just had to kind of like.
Yeah, you just had to feel it. My parents were more, they were more focused on one thing. Oh, he's going to get a good education.
Yeah.
And then it was like, how to deal with chicks when you get a car and they think you got some money or whatever. It was like, I didn't get no handbook on that at all.
There's no child survival guide.
No kind of handbook on that.
And that's crazy.
Damn. I love that you wore the sweater, though.
Yeah.
That's hot. That's very appropriate for the theme of this podcast.
And then not only did he wear the sweater, but it's relevant.
Yeah.
So it's not like
Hotline Bling sweater.
Yeah.
Dog, I'm trying to crush Christmas parties right now.
You will, son.
How many Christmas sweaters do you have? Answer that honestly.
I actually only have one.
Okay.
I do have another one on Netflix and Chill when I'm going to break out. I want them all to be relevant.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
you can't wear stuff like this if it's not a conversation.
You don't have any Where's the Beef Christmas sweaters or anything like that.
Throwbacks. No, that ain't gonna get you nothing.
Well,
you got any Kobe going 1 for 26?
No, I ain't touching that either. He's had an amazing career.
That's my dude. I'm a Kobe. I'm a Kobe.
That's your guy.
He's had an amazing career, but it's Steph Curry's era, and that's just all it's about.
It actually is.
It is.
Yeah.
He's gonna go down. I had this conversation the other day. When it's all said and done, as one of the top five, I think.
Who?
That's
Kobe?
Steph Curry.
Oh, Steph. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you don't think?
It's crazy, dog.
No. It's too soon.
It's not even too soon. The only thing
love Steph, but it's too soon.
The only thing that could stop him would be injury. And if it happens,
that's why it's too soon.
You're right, but
and Gillo got game, so he can talk on this because he got game. I ain't gonna front.
Yeah, I mean, weren't you telling us when first time?
He and his brother are thugs on a basketball.
No
yeah,
shit.
That's true.
Oh, what's your?
Let me tell you why I'm a thug because I can't play. Okay,
they
want to be in charge. No, they want to be the coach.
That's different. Let me see. That's different. Like I can't play. I play defense and talk shit.
Okay,
right. That's my
both necessary
bars,
roles. Right?
I set picks. Hey, now my brother is Rodman. The one who he wants to be the coach. Yeah. Who wants to be the player? My brother Joe is. I swear to God, I admire his confidence in himself. But Jaleel, you ain't gonna believe this. You seen my brother play. Horrible.
I don't want to get into a fight with Joe the next time I see you, Mr. I love Joe.
We ain't speaking anyway, so it's all good.
I love Joe.
So Joe asked our friend, Odin Polynes, former NBA player.
The big O. Drafted by my Seattle Sonics.
Yeah,
drafted
exactly.
Odin Polynes over Scottie Pippen.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
I'll never forget that.
He was very serious. He wanted an NBA tryout and got mad at Odin because Odin couldn't hook up an NBA tryout for my brother Joe, who never played in high school, never played in a YMCA league, never
Joe,
played in college.
I don't believe that story. Joe was drinking at the time.
I put that on everything. I put that on everything.
Wow.
I put that on everything.
Ask Odin Polynes for NBA
and was mad
tryout.
At him. We called Odin up and asked
him. That's second only to Master P saying he could have given it to Kobe if they had just let him stay on the team.
some weeds? Some beats?
Exactly. Something like that. You can do that. Make him say, that's it.
Now, wait, since we spread Christmas cheer, though, you got some beats on your head, though, that are quite festive also.
They
you
know, are, man.
Yeah.
You might want to discuss those. I'm checking
we
those
did.
Out.
These are free beats.
This free
chick,
beats?
Yeah, these just chick I used to, you know, pull sheets with.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Pull sheets?
Yeah.
Is that a new slang that hasn't reached white people yet?
Yeah, exactly.
pull sheets?
That's what we need to learn. You know when you land next to somebody, you get through with the horizontal exercise, and you pull the sheets over and you're done. You just start pulling sheets over.
So pull sheets.
She worked for, you know, a corporation.
Beats? Okay.
No, she worked for a corporation.
Okay.
This corporation gave the Olympians free beats for the Olympians.
Shit.
This
last Olympics. They get hooked up.
And she had an extra pair, and she gave this because that's the Olympic colors you see.
That ain't
see
no here. Extra pair. That's a long dick pair. That's what that is. That's
oh, man. Yeah. Oh, so the inside, there's like rainbow colors.
These are Olympic colors from the Olympics. So these are my radio headphones.
I didn't see Olympics. See, it shows you where my mind went. I thought that was like rainbow candy cane.
I know you did.
It's like, nah.
You are locked into the festiveness.
Yo, guy used to hook up with Rainbow Bright, and then she had like a spare pair of Beats, and he's like,
was that the name of the prostitute?
Yeah, exactly.
I want to know, were you ever around when, because you guys have known each other for how long? How far
too
back?
Many years, exactly.
Yeah. So when you were balling, because you would tell me, like, on the Warner Brothers lot, you would get involved when Space Jam was going on, right?
Yeah, when Space Jam.
And you would, when you guys were doing Family Matters, and you would, were you get in those games?
I would get in the games until Michael would make his little announcements.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy that he would even have to make these announcements. But, you know, he was like, if somebody steps into this gym and they wear the logo, they come on immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But you literally have, like, I'm an out people though. I just have a natural sense of like when I belong and stuff. So if you came in there and it was like Oak or Patrick Ewing or whatever, and
Charles
guys,
Oakley,
and guys,
yeah.
And then like and guys that were around or whatever, and they needed one, you would play with them for that moment. But then like if Rod Strickland or whomever, Reggie Miller walked in the door, you step off the fucking court immediately.
Yeah.
Damon Wayans, dog, got everybody cussed out pretty much because this fool was calling next with like hella NBA players.
Now, how dope did the NBA player, like, if it was like
Sean Bradley,
know, George Mirisla,
it was the greatest pickup games you've ever seen.
Sarunas Marcellonis, Jordan would still be like,
it was like the what's the league over at Hacks at the hangar the summer the
man I don't know what you just
Hacks,
said.
Hacks. What's the airport and they play the summer league that they go play. That's
oh, I know
popular.
What you're talking about.
So it was like that, like NBA players and
this was NBA players basically for to back up for second.
Yeah.
In 1995, when they made Space Jam, Warner Brothers made all of the television executives park on Forest Lawn with the dead people.
Really?
And they turned the executive parking lot into Michael Jordan's personal basketball court.
Oh,
Holy shit. And they brought in, so he could train while
because that was the year he got eliminated by Pacers. The Orlando Magic. And he was about to come back and rattle off three more.
Right.
Yeah. So he had they brought in the Long Beach
in a cartoon movie before he did that.
You gotta be finished though. They brought in the Long Beach State.
It was hot that year too.
Yeah, they brought in the Long Beach State
basketball
court.
Okay.
They brought it piece by piece. They brought it. They assembled it under a tent that looked like some Cirque du Soleil situation.
Yeah.
They had
a revival.
They had a putting green in there. They had a kitchen in there. They had weights and everything to work out. And it was guarded 24 hours a day by guards all around. And it was Michael's tent, Michael's dome.
Wow.
So if you were cool, you know, on the lot at least, you kind of cool had kids. Carte blanche to come by on the dome. So it was like every day I was done with work, I just would go to the dome just to see who was playing.
If you didn't play, you just wanted to be around.
Yeah, you just, exactly. And when the competition got, I remember UCLA had just won the 95 championship that
year. I hate that.
Our whole team, and it was funny too because I went to college with these cats.
Yeah.
So walking around on campus, I'm not going to say that they dissed me. I'm saying that we were cool actually. There was definitely an air of, this is our playground, and you're the TV kid that goes to our school, and that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. I love Chuck. I love Cameron. I love those guys.
Right.
But in this one instance, they came up to Warner Brothers trying to get some burn, and then I came through the door, and it's like, oh, now you on our playground.
Now, Burn,
you have to get a check.
Burn is not anybody
to respect you.
Burn is not weed, people. Burn is not weed. That means trying to get on the court.
Translate for our white listeners.
So it was like they couldn't even. That's how tight it was, though. The runs, our 95 championship team couldn't even get on.
You say
the floor. I went to UCLA.
Yeah, I know. I hate that because I'm a Missouri fan. And remember that
we did y'all dirty.
Yeah, Tyus Edney drove down court, and we had twins at the time.
Seven and a half seconds left.
I watched that game and cried. We had that game won.
And then Damon Wayans has the stones to
Damon Wayans. Damon Wayans is over there stretching off to the side.
Yeah. Is he posting Living Color?
He's stretching off to the side.
Because he used to rent a gym in Santa Monica, and you go play 7 in the morning, and he played every game. When he won or lose, he would be on the court.
He got knee pads and everything, right?
Jesus.
He looked like Blank Man.
Right? Pretty much.
He puts on the James Worthy goggles, like he's ready to go.
Dead serious.
He did.
And all I remember was I was sitting next to him, and I was starting to forget that vibe that it was like, Jay, step off the court. I mean, Grant was on the court. Robin was on the court.
Oh,
and Sandy was like, don't even. You just kind of have to, when the competition gets that level, you almost kind of have to wait for him to look around and be like, we need one.
Yeah.
And see that you're over there dribbling already. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Would you try to step up your game when you were practicing on the side and try to do like extra special moves so that like somebody would be like, oh shit, who's that guy with the fucking up and under?
Yeah. I know my level. Right. I know my lane. I've always known my level in my lane.
Which is what? Because I want to get to that after this, like your guys' specific skill sets.
Yeah, just for me, it was a mid-range jump shot and distributing the ball, and no turnovers.
Yeah.
That was always my game in basketball. And so Damon is over here stretching, and Rod Strickland walked in, and Rod didn't even have shorts. Mm-hmm. So somebody ran out to try to find him some shorts from wardrobe. And he was just, Rod was just being chill, and he was just like, hey, who got next? Damon was just kind of like, no, I got that right here.
Yep.
Like, I got that right here. And then the best, here's the word, you ready for the cherry? Here's the cherry, I'll tell you, cherry up top. He was like, all right. But then he was like, okay, cool. Well, who has next? He said, you think next after you? Like, you think I can run with you? And he was like, I got my five.
Whoa!
Oh my God! What? Guy Tori threw down his headphones.
I don't want Damon tweeting me or nothing, but no. I heard Damon Wayans, not Junior. Senior.
Senior.
We have to clarify that these days. You know what I'm saying? Can't you get Junior harassed on
Back in the
day. Senior, back in the day. Tell Rod Strickland. I got my five.
You heard it here. Hey, Rod Strickland, Damon Wayans, come on the podcast. Yeah, sort it out.
Let's hash this out.
My skill set when I played, I averaged a triple double every game. Right? Like 20 minutes on the bench, about 13 mama jumps, and about 10 turnovers.
You had
a triple double.
Totally got me. Well done.
I averaged a triple. But see, I played. The only reason I played because that was. and the NBA Entertainment League is like, it's Sunday, you want to sweat the alcohol out. That's yeah. all I did.
Yeah.
And the other thing about, I got kicked out the NBA Entertainment League.
We all did at one point.
No, but I got kicked out. I had a Bobby Knight moment. I had a
what?
It was 06. You know, my
choked
marriage,
a kid. What'd you do?
My marriage was failing, so I was taking out everything everywhere else, but Jesus, at home. Yeah. And yeah. You know, I talk a lot of crap. So, you know, guys on the free throw line, I'm talking crap. So, this one guy was on the free throw line, and his name is Kenneth Creer. Clear. He used to.
You man, got into it with Kenny Creer?
Yeah.
So come on, happened. Man. So
he's like six, what, 6'6"?
Yeah, but Kenny Creer is like everybody's uncle, though.
I know.
He's
see,
like,
let me say it, but see, I'm, you know, I'm an asshole.
6 minutes, so, six and two rebounds a game.
And he had a low haircut. So, he's on the free throw line, and I talk crap to everybody.
Yeah. How much is too much, by the way? I want to know, because I'm a big talker, too.
Well, I'll tell you what was too much. Yeah. This was too much. So he hit the free throw line. I'm at the half court line. I'm like, look, I hope you miss. You know, in opposite teams. I said, that's why you look just like your mama, except you got more hair. And he says, what?
That would do
I said,
it.
You look just like your mama, but you got more hair. People in the stands laughing. Mm. He slams the ball down, walks toward me, and the referee got between us, and then kicks me out the game.
What?
Kicks me out the game.
Yeah, because you're
so
the game.
I'm like, I had a Bobby Knight moment. Chairs went flying, Gatorade.
Oh,
I don't
shit.
Know. And what happened was I found out later, I didn't know, and I apologize. Like 2 years ago, it happened, maybe 7 years ago. But his mama just passed.
Oh.
And I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's
I didn't know.
That's always a risk with mama jokes.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know.
You know?
And the way she died, the whole hair thing was not cool.
Oh,
gotcha.
So, yeah. So, I didn't know.
Can right. we play a Christmas song right now?
So, yeah. No,
it just got, it no, just but here, got
but
dark
here's the
in
thing,
here.
But here's the thing. So Chris Spencer started calling me Guy Artest because it was around the same time.
Guy Artest.
It was around the same time that Ron got kicked out
Chris
of the
league. Chris
Mouse in the Palace.
And then you know how stories, you know,
right.
evolved.
Yeah, right.
It was said that he came to me and told me that on the court, and I said, I don't give a fuck. No. That
like,
never
no,
happened.
I believe once you say your mom passed, you give a fuck at that
yeah,
moment.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
You have fucks to give.
So I kind of got banned from the league for like 2 years. And yeah.
Jesus, Brad, have you been banned from any sporting, recreational?
Banned from any sport? No, but I got thrown my hockey team. When I was a kid, we played a charity game at halftime at a Ducks game, or like in between periods. We were one of the youth teams that played like.
Oh yeah, the little yeah.
Yeah yeah yeah.
I like watching those games. In
yeah,
between.
Yeah, they're fun. And my whole goal was I got to get into the penalty box. I'm at the pond.
Wow.
I got to get.
Squad goal is just.
I
so
got to get in the
so
penalty
different.
Box. So I was
I
a defenseman. I was a defenseman. This guy. Got around me, and he had a clear path to the goalie. I'm like, not today. I got my stick, got right under his skates, and I flipped this dude like a pancake. And then, like, there wasn't even a ref.
That was a kid.
That
was a dude. That was a kid.
Yeah, all right, he was a kid, but
right? You got to leave out the
over.
Fact that he was 11.
Well, hey, he's still, like, a 2 feet taller than me, so you know, fuck it. So flip him over. They send me over to the penalty box. I'm cheering in the penalty box. The crowd's going nuts. Like,
oh my God. The midgets in the pen. Like,
you, everybody make a wish. I'm so small, you don't even see my head in the penalty box. Like, I'm jumping up and down. You see, like, the crown
pick
of the
me,
head.
Pick me,
yeah.
pick
just,
me.
Like, coming up.
Over to the Shrek. Pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me.
So that was the closest I ever got to being thrown out of a league. But I was throwing
funny.
The penalty box at the pond.
That's funny. I want to be in the penalty box.
Yeah.
I think we should take a moment to acknowledge all being here. And why we all got here because mm-hmm. Jaleel, third time guest on the podcast.
Is this my version?
This might be your fourth actually.
This is mm-hmm. my. Am I like your Justin Timberlake on SNL?
You might be. Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah.
Got to get into the Five Club.
All
yeah.
Right,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Get in the club.
And when we were talking about you coming back, you said I want to come back, mm-hmm. but I want to do Black Christmas. To which we said, what does that mean?
Yeah, I was like, is that Tyler Perry's next movie? What's that?
Yeah.
Nice. Don't let him talk to us like that, guy. Don't let him talk to us. Guy,
hey, if there's anybody who stands up and puts it down for the black race, it's Jaleel. There's Farrakhan.
So that's another thing.
Farrakhan?
There's
Sharpton.
And then
Jaleel.
Sharpton. And then there's Jaleel. Won't let anything pass. He's like the greatest goalie of black. The black race, he ain't gonna let anything pass him.
As long as you know.
There's We want to start this discussion by you sent me a list of songs, and there's one that you were very set on to open this.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've got it. We've got it hooked up.
Oh, cue that joint. Yeah. I want to see. Oh.
Welcome to the About Last Night Black Christmas special.
Oh, man.
There you go.
You can fade that out.
Yeah. Guy, that's one of my favorites tied, though.
Guy Tori, when that song, the first beat hit, you like got, you're like,
I want to battle. What you got? I want to battle.
That's tied with me, man, because I'm going to throw out all the ones I grew up with my dad. My dad was a big Lou Rawls fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that, and Temptations, you know.
Well, come with it. It's a battle. But
Christmas and Hollis. Christmas in Hollis, dude.
Christmas
Run
in Hollis,
DMC,
Queens, New York. Run DMC.
You have that?
Mama's in the kitchen cooking collard greens. What? Christmas in Hollis. No Run DMC. No. What?
He'll find it. He'll find it.
Are you kidding me? Christmas in Hollis.
So what's the connection with this? This was your dad's go-to?
When my dad. My dad listened to, you know, Lou Rawls, The Temptations, Jackson 5, all those guys doing Christmas. But
so you say this is you.
This is me. My era.
Okay.
My era.
All right,
Christmas in Hollis.
Yeah.
You know, that was the one.
Okay.
That was
it's going to work here.
That's an ad.
It's an ad. Skip it. Push skip. Damn it.
Hey, Jay, you said Bailey's and Crown? Yeah?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Let's...
Can I put in one question? Another Moscow meal?
I mean, this was terrific, but...
Let's give me a bit.
I was just keeping it.
Okay. Here it is. Come on, man.
Hold on. Let me...
Thank you,
I'm trying to see if it's Charles.
What?
Whoa.
Oh, that's it. But that's the video. That's the.
This is your song?
No. That's the long video version. You got to get into the song. You got to speed it up.
Will. There we go.
Oh, I remember this one. Okay.
Come on. I'm a hip hop head, son.
Okay.
Come on, man. That was the one.
Oh, shit. Okay.
When it came on MTV for the first time back in the day.
December 24th on Hollis Avenue, the dark.
Let that run.
I approached him very funny with my heart full of fear. Look at his dog. Oh, my God. An ill reindeer.
That track is hot.
Norman, take video.
Yeah, right? They had a dog with reindeer. With
Okay, I'm with that.
That's good.
Okay, you came strong with that because that's hip hop. You came strong.
Yeah. That was the first like hip hop Christmas song.
You're right,
that was
you're right.
If that was being played in my household growing up, first of all, everyone would have been like,
"I'm gonna have to get that for my daughter."
But
I'm
you also
got to
get that. But don't get this one because my other one, hip hop one, is by Death Row. Santa Claus came straight to the ghetto. That was Santa Claus with Nate Dogg. Santa Claus straight to the ghetto. I'm telling you,
that's not a real song.
Yes, it is.
That's a
by Death Row.
That's a black exploitation movie.
No,
Santa Claus came to the ghetto.
Straight to the ghetto. Man,
gotta find
Death Row Christmas.
Is this it?
All your songs sound very...
They're deceiving. They start off soft,
and then they go real hard.
Yeah. We're going to rob you and shoot you.
It's Nate Dogg.
take all your gifts. Take all your gifts.
Here we go. Celebrated, posted up with eggnog, head up up in my cup. Jesus.
Gotta get to the chorus, too. Bang, bang, and coasting down the block, but be careful for the heart
because it's poaching. Some say to this day that Christmas ain't nothing but another day. Okay, he brought the black.
Wow. I was here to talk about a soul. You brought the black. You brought the black.
You want to fade that out, right? You can fade that out, baby.
I want to get to the chorus. Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
Came straight to the gate. It's Nate Dogg. Man, rest in peace.
Can we get back?
I just want to hear that chorus too. Ghetto Santa Claus sprinkled the hood. Now we born and live into a new year. A better thing. Oh, wait. Why my drink low?
It's coming.
This new?
Oh, this is new. Kids. Come on.
You can hear it too.
He don't even sound the same no more, bro.
Keep playing, yeah. Second day of Christmas,
my homeboy gave me. Wow. Fit the hand
dog and told me to take it. Right, you want to turn it down just a little bit? Wow. Third day of Christmas, my big homeboy gave me.
whole lot of everything, and it wasn't up a game to me.
Oh, shit.
Woke up to the sound, I saw mama kissing Santa, made you reminisce on the old-fashioned Christmas days. Yes, miss a fat man.
Oh.
I've been missing out on life.
I know, dude.
Oh.
What have we been doing?
I'm playing all this, dog. I'm playing all this on
Death
Christmas.
Death Row Christmas.
Here you go, Sean.
My daughter gonna love this stuff, too. She has it in her. It's just in the DNA.
Yeah.
My man. Yeah. My man. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, man.
Come on.
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Yeah. All right, you can turn it.
Whatever the hell my people celebrate.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Well,
wow.
Are you guys? Are you guys big on the saying it right? Happy holidays, Merry. What do you say?
Don't say that Kwanzaa stuff.
No,
that's offensive to black people. Actually,
not really.
You celebrate.
My mom. Yeah, we. She made us celebrate Kwanzaa.
Dog, they don't give away no gifts though. They make stuff.
My mom did. My mom gave us. It was bullshit gifts though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like spears and shit. And African
that's
arts.
Why. I'm serious. That's why
I'm
they.
So
couldn't,
glad you said that, not me.
That's why they couldn't get like the full support of the community.
That's true.
Because at the end of the day, it's
some bullshit.
It makes it seem like you just celebrated, so you had to give nobody
exactly.
Yeah,
right.
You got a goddamn kente cloth damn hat. Yeah. I don't want a kente cloth hat.
No, this
ain't coming to America. You got a kente cloth tam.
It's so funny because, like, Jaleel, when you were talking about Black Christmas, like, Ab and I were like, wait, there's another Christmas?
Yeah, man.
And then you started, like, so are there certain...
So you started with the music,
like, traditions?
Yeah. So, I mean, the music is obviously different. Yeah,
the music
and better,
is
way better.
The
yeah.
music is...
Because we're rocking with Tony Bennett, Michael Bublé,
on,
Mariah
what,
Carey.
Is, well, let's just describe...
Even TLC got a great Christmas album.
What?
Yeah.
TLC got a Christmas
Sleigh
album?
Sleigh Bells.
Jesus.
What?
My favorite of all time...
Back with
no,
Left Eye?
Hey, my favorite of all time is
wow.
Let It Snow, Boys to Me.
Yeah, Let It Snow.
That's of my generation. If I'm going to go from my generation...
Yeah.
Let It Snow, Boys to Me is number one for me.
Okay.
If we want
to, but your generation. But you got to go back to.
If you want to go back to the Whispers, you want to go back to Temptations.
My man, the Temptations, but it's Hathaway.
Donny Hathaway. We'll get to that. I'll kind of get to that.
Wait, is this like Christmas or are we fucking? What's happening here?
Fuck on Christmas.
Well, if it's Christmas, you are fucking, Brad.
depends on the gift.
Hey, this was the one right here.
Yes.
This is the one. Just close your eyes and just imagine the flakes.
Yeah. It's
wow.
Yeah.
All this gonna be played in my house.
Yeah.
All the 25th.
Yeah.
All
wow.
this.
Yeah. Ain't
all
no. This. Ain't no.
All
bing.
This.
Ain't no Bing in our house. Yeah. Bing is gonna be the
no
website.
Bing.
It's gonna be turkey. It's
Wait,
gonna
be
dressing.
Gonna be the
collard greens.
Bing website. Bing.
It's gonna be sweet potato pie. Yeah.
What? Wow. Greens?
It's gonna be all that.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
Ooh. Favorite what?
Well, my favorite
Christmas movie.
My favorite Christmas movie is the whitest movie though, Aries, and that is Christmas Story though.
Really?
I love Christmas Story.
Why do you love
your
it?
Eye out, kid.
I just, you know what? I actually knew one
repetition.
Of the kids
you've seen it
up,
so much. Oh, okay.
And it was just that was like I actually took that one with me from my generation. I watched it as a kid. I watched it as a teen. I watched it as an adult. I watch it with my daughter.
Yeah.
Like,
wow. There you go. Yes, guy.
I have. It's a Wonderful Life parties.
Really?
Wow.
So now one of my favorite Christmas movies.
This is like
movie.
A for black guys. I mean, they watch white Christmas movies.
Oh, yeah, no, we do.
Ain't no way.
What about the wife? The Preacher's Wife with Denzel and Wendy? Yeah.
This Christmas with Chris
nice
Brown.
Nice clothes, but I don't know about the movie.
This Christmas with Chris Brown. That one. This Christmas with Chris Brown.
This Christmas with Chris Brown?
Yeah. That,
he did a Christmas movie?
He did a Christmas movie, yeah. With,
what do you do?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Chris Brown in the movie with our director from Detroit. Preston Whitmore.
Really?
Yeah, man. It's a good movie, actually. I ain't gonna front. but one, It's a Wonderful Life is one of my top favorite. I watched it. Not one of my favorite Christmas movies, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Elf is one of my favorite Christmas movies also.
Yeah.
That's like probably number two.
Yeah. Sure, and that launched the career of Peter Dinklage.
Son of a bitch. That son of a bitch. I'm here talking about Black Christmas, and I'm talking about all the white movies that we watch.
Because there's not many Black Christmas movies.
Is it true?
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's the point I want to make.
But I love these movies.
There's a ton of Kwanzaa movies, though.
Wait, no. Wow. Are there really no, like, I mean, there's no, like, now how come they can't, like, make, like, Black Elf or Black It's a Wonderful Life?
I wouldn't even want to see
Because Kevin Hart is too busy doing other movies.
Yeah.
So funny. Well done, sir.
But
he's going to make right along,
spike
too.
Spike the ball on that one.
Right off
Get
the
it.
Backboard. Rim rocker.
Is there any, though? I mean, is there one, like, I mean, you're saying Elf, Wonderful Life, Christmas Story, but is there one Black Christmas movie that you'll throw in the mix or no? Is it really?
Man, I would like to see a Black It's a Wonderful Life.
You know what I'm saying?
Who'd you cast it?
I don't want to read the tweets. Just leave that alone. Just leave that alone. I mean, It's a Wonderful Life. True. It's such a classic.
Yeah. Like Casablanca. Those two movies you really shouldn't do over.
I don't think you should remake a movie just to change the race, even though a lot of opportunists would do that.
So you wouldn't want to see...
Unless it's a comedy.
You wouldn't want to see Black Goonies?
No, not unless I'm gonna tell you.
I feed the homeless every Wednesday.
Anytime you go to 24 Hour Fitness, mm-hmm. you go see some Black Goonies in LA.
Oh, Jaleel from way downtown.
Way downtown, bam. Yeah, you shouldn't remake a movie though unless you have a third act twist on it that's different from the original.
Right. Oh, okay.
That's my criteria. If you did something different with it, that is like, oh, that's a cool improvement. You know, based on the time.
Yeah.
Right. Then I'm like, okay, go ahead and remake. Okay.
Like Batman, all the movies.
The Dark Knight is better than the Batman that I grew up with. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm like,
absolutely.
It's like Star Wars.
So, cool.
I mean, are there any other traditions that Adam and I might not be aware of?
Food-wise, let's get back to the food. We kind of glossed over it. Food. Okay. Let's just go back and forth. Just say mac and cheese.
Mac and greens.
Sweet potatoes. Sweet potato pie.
Bean pie if you're Muslim.
Okay. Yams with marshmallows on top.
Candied yams, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Dressing with the Ocean Spray canned...
With corn in it.
Canned cranberry sauce.
Yes. Yes.
I want the cranberry sauce canned. I do not want fresh cranberry sauce.
Hennessy.
Hennessy, yeah, this is very serious. Yeah.
By the way, Crown Royal.
Domino's.
Bitwiz.
Tonk,
yes.
What?
Wait, Blackjack.
Wait, what's that?
The police. Because all that shit got cracking, somebody going to jail.
We'll be right back with more Black Face Off Christmas Edition. This is
a blunt. With a ribbon on it. With a red ribbon on it.
Some blunt.
Oh, shit.
Black Christmas is totally different than y'all Christmas. But you know what's funny? Because
we can't open shit on Christmas Eve. Like, honestly, like...
What are the present rules?
My daughter is mixed, and that actually bothers me, because my mom went so out of her way, and you can't open none of that, like, you get to open one present the day before.
No, you had
to wait till midnight, and you would come charging out your room. And with my daughter, you know, just because, you know, it is what it is, it's like... You know, she got carte blanche to just start opening stuff because it's like maybe the 20th.
Well, you said that one. Let's do it. How early do you set it out, though? I mean, when is the tree going up?
You know, it's funny.
Do you have a tree party? Like
I don't have a tree. I haven't had a tree party yet because she hasn't participated.
Okay.
So now I think she's old enough to participate. I might have one this year. You might inspire one.
Yeah, no, tree parties, that's not specific to the race.
Everyone has tree parties, right?
Yeah.
It's not.
It's just more Hennessy. Oh, God, you took it.
Oh, shit.
We on that brown, dog.
It's funny because, like, I grew up Catholic, right?
Uh-huh.
Untouched by a priest.
Congratulations.
I grew up Catholic.
It's hard to do.
And we had to go to midnight mass.
Yeah.
I had to go to midnight mass.
That's funny because somebody just invited my daughter to go to a midnight mass, and I'm wondering if I want to do it.
But this is the trick.
Was it Old Polynes?
My mom and dad.
It's like, everybody's on fire at this time.
My mom and dad had a system because my dad was in the home, white people. He stayed home.
He stuck around.
Yeah. My mama had some good cooch. But we grew up Catholic. We go to midnight mass.
Yeah.
And then by the time midnight mass was over, it's like 1:30, 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was never going because he was Methodist. He wasn't Catholic.
Yeah, right.
He would stay home, and that's he put all the gifts out.
So we got home, and then
we opened gifts then. We had open gifts after that, but it was already 2 a.m.
Right.
My parents did the ultimate. They in the third grade, they switched gifts with neighbors down the street.
Oh, wow.
And they put my gifts in their house, and they put their kids' gifts in our garage. So there was nothing under the tree at all.
Yeah.
Right up until Christmas Eve. My mama came and woke me up.
That's such a mind fuck.
Right? So my mama came and woke me up, and she was like, hey, we wanted to give you your Christmas gift. And it was like 3 tennis balls. I was salty as hell. But, you know, you don't even know how to really respond.
No, right. Just like, you even know this was a possibility
just like,
as a kid.
Thank you, and you're crying.
Yeah.
They closed the door and they cried. And then they came right back and they would just be like, I think Santa just came. And then I jumped out of the bed and I went in there.
Strategic.
And it was like, and it was, to this day, this was the Christmas that fucked up my reality about money.
I want to hear this.
Oh, boy.
Because
shit.
Everything I ever wanted
is a real Christmas
under
story.
That. No, I'm about to break it down. We're going to make this a black Christmas. Everything really I wanted, a Mr. T doll, Cabbage Patch doll, synthesizer, Mr. tennis T-doll. Racket, you name it. Everything I wanted for that Christmas was under that tree. I was in heavy. I couldn't stop unwrapping stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we lived in an apartment, and we didn't know rich people.
Yeah.
So
how many of you in the apartment?
No, it was three of us. Yeah. It was three, okay. But we didn't know.
Black and the Latin, but we Mexican. Hilarious.
So we didn't. I didn't have a concept though. At that age, your concept of wealth is just getting what you want.
Yeah.
Some new J's, or you know what I'm saying,
totally.
Or what you wanted
Kobe's.
For Christmas.
If you want it, you get it. You think you're fine.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So
I'd have Kobe's.
Right. So with
had the Patrick Ewings. Keep
so
going.
I got everything I wanted for Christmas. Spud my webs. Parents told me years later. They told me years later. They said that was the year we filed for bankruptcy.
Oh.
So since we filed, we said fuck it. We was gonna we gonna give you the best Christmas that anybody could ever imagine.
That's
wow.
But they didn't know that fucked me up until I was about 12 years old. And then I went to a school where I was the only black kid at the whole school. And it was just like a parade of Benzes in the morning.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I was like, we ain't got shit. And then literally 7 months after I made that realization, I got a little show called Family Matters.
Wow.
And you had shit for days. Yeah.
But see, that's crazy because your mom could have said, you know, let you know, mom had to suck dick for all these things. But I'm glad you, I thought that's where you were going.
But
I remember, you know, it's funny because my mom and dad,
Jesus.
My mom and dad stayed together 53 years, but there was a point where they separated.
Mm-hmm.
My dad came back. I was born in Northern California. I am Army brat.
Are you trying to clean up Monterey. Instead of saying just the Bay?
Well, no, it was Monterey. It was.
Okay.
It was Monterey.
I take that statement off the table.
So grew up in Monterey, so he's like California. My dad come back from Vietnam. He was, you know, fucked up in the head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shell shocked. He choked my mom. My mom got tired and said, "Fuck, you know, black women get the fuck out." They're like, choked me one more day. White women stay. Hey, going through PTSD.
He still loves me.
My mom took six kids, Continental Trailways back
Holy
then,
shit.
And moved us to New York.
Wow.
And then we moved to New York for a while. We're living in the hood.
As far away from him as you can get.
We was in Queens, Jamaican.
Oh, that's
when
you learned how to fight.
Exactly. We were fighting. We're just getting beat up by Jamaicans.
Oh, yeah. That's when you learned how to fight.
Every
day. I already know what's up.
Because we were from Northern California, and we sound like white dudes. Hey, guy, want
to
play
ball? They had to test you out.
Yeah. And we were from the West, so we had cowboy boots on, cowboy hats. And so my mom didn't like he was growing up in New York because we kept getting our ass kicked. So we moved to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom had six kids.
You still had to fight. But you had picked up some moves then, though.
Yeah.
We picked up a little bit of moves.
You picked up
exactly. So what happened was my mom didn't have any money, man. And my mom went and got to the gas station. And we got one of those big stockings. The big stockings you had with candy toys.
Yeah.
And it was six of us. And that was our Christmas gift.
For everybody. Did she say just as soon as she bought, she was like,
but
Merry
we knew
Christmas.
She was like, it was almost like, you know, she had to work, you know, I'm like KD mama in a way, you know, to work all them jobs.
Right,
but we
appreciated
that. And then my dad was mad enough to say, you know, I got 6 years growing up without a pop. That's not cool. And he got back my mom in St. Louis. And then our Christmases were great after that.
Wow. What was the next Christmas like?
I mean, not
like?
That it wasn't great then. Sorry, mom, if you're listening.
Nah, that's what made you, man. Like, I love those kind of stories.
Yeah, but that one,
that
was one big
humble,
ass
too.
Stocking. And we had to share that one stocking, that one little fishnet, red ass fishnet looking stocking. That they sell at the gas.
What was in the stocking? How, what got divvied up?
It was
like
candy.
Duds.
It was like little toy cars.
Yeah,
and, you know, little
nothing huge,
shit.
But just a bunch of little things.
Yeah, this is like 77, 78.
Now
you know,
did that? Now did that? Like, did any of the kids complain, or did you?
No, none of us.
So you all understood.
Oh, we all understood. Nobody complained.
And what's
and my mom, I got a black mom.
Yeah.
Anybody can goddamn complain?
Yeah, because they know they get smacked.
Yeah. and the difference between Jaleel, you know, because exchanging gifts with your neighbors, you know, our neighbors, we didn't want to exchange gifts with them neighbors. They had guns.
Yeah, no, those kind of your neighbors would have stolen damn gifts.
Yeah, exactly. He got his back.
These were actual neighbors. How are you doing
gifts?
Today?
Yeah. Our neighbors were on
would
WIC,
you like some
man.
Sugar?
Welfare. We was on welfare, too. But, man.
Wow.
What was it? That's
what
was Black
it,
Christmas. Black
what was
Christmas.
What was the Christmas like though after that stocking for six kids? Like when you said your dad came back and then it was the best ever.
Man,
like,
it was remote control cars.
Yeah, huge.
But it was also stuff like that's why I love my mom and dad. Because he gave us stuff we needed. We didn't like it really, but we needed it.
But then
like,
you used
long,
it all
like,
year.
Like Long Johns, like Union, like Long Johns, because it was cold in Missouri.
Yeah, you're Missouri.
So he gave us stuff like shirts and pajamas and shit like that. Not
right.
stuff because we had neighbors. We had neighbors like We had neighbors that had all the latest shit. Atari, the latest sneakers with like the Converse. Shit. We had like the grocery store shit. But they would always come over our house and borrow staples. Like, when I mean staples, mean bread, flour, sugar. They had all the latest styles, Jordache jeans, all that shit. But they didn't have common everyday shit like liquid detergent or shit like that. Yeah. So my parents made sure we had the staples.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
I respect that, though.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I respect that. No, that's solid. And they were teaching you, like, you want some of these extravagant
things. Pay your bills before you go out and fucking floss. Yeah. No, I lost that shit when I started, got my teeth fixed.
best gift you ever got. What's like the gift you got at Christmas that was like, oh my God, like that thing you wanted more than anything?
Best gift though I ever got.
Adam, if you got one, chime in.
Okay.
I'm about to sound soft as hell.
No, it's okay,
man. It's real.
But I was that generation. I really wanted a Cabbage Patch doll, and I remember his name. It was Kobe Lou.
Kobe Lou. Wow. He sold drugs. He has a hoe.
Didn't he play for the Raptors? Kobe Lou Cabbage Patch Kid now with his very own dime bag.
It's crazy because I literally, when I think about where I've come from and where I am, I mean, my nanny literally just yesterday, something else came from Amazon, and my nanny said,
did it come with the drone?
It did come with the drone. Okay. No, my nanny, she said, Mr. White, stop. Stop.
Oh, really?
Don't get anything else, please.
For her.
And it was
kid?
I was like, yeah. And it was like, oh, you know, I don't have a wife to tell me to stop. Yeah, but so it was like I did what a dad did. And I went ham.
Hey, man.
I went to the Lego store and I went ham.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
And I was like, look, the little girl does her homework.
Yeah, man.
She even reminds me, Daddy, I gotta do the homework.
Wow.
And I'm like,
you're doing it right.
You know, but I went ham. But we're from a different generation where you hoped you got what you wanted.
I got the best gift.
She just had to make sure it was on the list. Yeah.
When I was married, the best gift I would get on Christmas was head for my wife.
Whoa, hey, that could actually, in this day and age.
Yeah. Touch the back of that throat. Because them polyps right up.
That's a dream of mine, though, man, to make a great Christmas movie. Like, I guess I could put that out there. Like, I really, because I want
something classic, right?
But I want to do something classic that isn't afraid to be what it is that we're sitting here talking about.
That isn't afraid to show
what the specifics, like, everybody going crazy over this patty pie now, and it's like, it is good.
Patty LaBelle's
sweet potato pie.
Yeah, right,
but it's like, exactly. But it's like, for us, it's almost like, here we are in 2015, and we still introducing sweet potato pie to white people.
I know. Yeah,
right, for
like,
sure.
Y'all
say something. Y'all have been deprived, man.
Dude, really? I had it. I didn't have the Patty LaBelle version, but someone brought.
Like, that's not a big deal to us.
He had the Dionne Warwick.
It came with weed.
Someone brought sweet potato pie to Thanksgiving.
Weed in her pie.
Oh my God.
Do you know the way to San Jose? You forgot, bitch. You high. Weed makes you forget.
How was it?
It was unbelievable. Yeah. And it was that moment where I take a bite and I go, where has this been all my life?
I know.
Where has it been?
But it cracks us. I'm like, what makes it amazing? This is the thing that actually makes that patty pie amazing, though.
Is
the power of Walmart. That pie is $3.48, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing you can buy in America for $3.48, let alone something that's going to actually make you say, good.
You know what they was trying to do? They was trying to make up for trying to fuck Tracy Morgan and not pay him in that damn Walmart. That's why. Fucking Walmart.
Tracy might be her partner, her silent partner.
Yeah, right?
No
shit. I think the greatest gift I honestly got growing up was a drum set.
Yeah,
my dad. I used to.
How bad
love
did you
drums.
Want it when you got it?
Wanted it bad.
Yeah,
and it was a Mickey Mouse.
And how long did you play it?
Man, I beat that shit like it was Rodney King. beat that motherfucker like I was a cop in Ferguson. Beat that motherfucker. I mean, they had to stop and tell. And it was like the little cymbal.
Oh yeah,
it was only one, but it had the little rivets in it.
Who would you listen to when you play along? Obviously,
I was just made up my own shit. I was like, you know, before Ritalin. I mean, it was like I was just spazz out on the drums in the bass. Yeah, I grew up in the Midwest.
He didn't have a drums tutor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But my dad, you know what though? My dad,
didn't have
though,
YouTube
and,
drum
when I got
videos.
Older, my dad did get me drum lessons.
Oh, he did get you drum lessons?
That's big.
Man.
That's big.
He
got me
you
drum
still play?
Lessons.
You still play?
Every once in a while, man.
Yeah.
I beat my meat more than I beat the drums.
Oh, my gosh. You're disgusting.
Wait, no, I want to know, too.
I'm Superman myself half the time. Just let the sheet stick to my hand. I clean this shit up in the morning. Get up and walk to the bathroom.
Julia, how crazy is it to think that, like, you wanted that Colby Lou?
Yeah.
That doll so bad, right? And that was your gift.
I know.
And
was it Kobe or Goldie Lou?
No, stop it. Don't take it there.
What was it?
But I want to know.
It was a Cabbage Patch doll.
What was the name of it, though?
Colby Lou.
Oh, Colby Lou. Okay.
But I want to know how bananas is it to think that how bad you wanted that doll for Christmas, and then X amount of years later, kids are wanting a doll of you for Christmas.
That's pretty dope.
Oh, that's funny. I mean, there was a
there's gotta be a point when you thought about that.
Yeah, well, there was definitely a point. Yeah. You know, I actually don't. You know, when you're in it and you're living it, you don't.
I was gonna ask you that question though, because you played such an iconic role, and you made such an and the show is timeless. Mm-hmm. That's when you know you got when your show is timeless. You can still watch it today, and your kids can watch it, and it's still just as funny and just as dope. And you got grown ass people still laughing at the show because we grew up on it. And like you said, when you're in it, you don't know what you're doing.
No,
you're a professional actor. You're doing a job. You're climbing to your character, climbing to your role. You beasted it, but at the time, you don't know that you're not thinking of the impact down the line.
You got to understand too, man. Like I mean, you're part of this. We didn't.
Oh, can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. One of my first freaking acting jobs in LA when I first moved out here was an extra on Family Matters.
Oh my God!
Really?
Give us a bird's eye view of that whole day.
It was a food fight. Which
the
one?
Fight.
The food fight in the cafeteria.
The one that
and
I
was
busy
mugging,
in that.
I was loving it.
I got busy in that.
I just moved out here, and I was like, I'm serious. I was doing extra work.
Wow, I do
it
remember
was a food
that.
Fight
one.
In the
what did you think of Julia when you saw him?
I was, of course, I ain't gonna front. I was starstruck.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie, motherfucker.
That's hilarious.
So you were trying to get some care. You were trying to get some FaceTime.
Yeah, I was mugging the camera because I was right there in the between. And they was facing this way, and I was wanting to.
Oh, that's funny. I do remember that episode though. We only had two really good food fights. One where I took it, and another one where I gave it.
Yeah. It was 92 because I just moved to LA.
And was this the one where you like, Julia? Was this the one where you like stopped and like mugged towards the camera, and like there was a pause, and it was just
food fight? Yeah, that's it. Actually,
I remember that episode.
Before I started acting, I had that on my reel.
Hilarious.
I swear to God.
You mugging?
My first two.
A shot
two
of you catching some potato salad in the eye.
My first two extra rolls was that, and I was on a different world.
A different
where Chris Cross was on there.
Holy
and they wore
shit.
The same shirt too.
Dude, that's a strong 20 seconds of
I'm telling
of tape.
You, man.
Yeah, that was your lucky
but
shirt.
Just. I never told you that.
Yeah.
But. Yeah,
that's
but people, you know
awesome.
What's funny because
things he doesn't say when he's talking about your mama at the free throw line.
The funny thing about it was when I did it and all my homies in St. Louis saw it because they watched the show. They were oh man, you were a star. And I was like, okay, I got some pussy off. Thank you. I got some pussy off of being an extra in a food fight in the cafeteria.
Oh my God.
It's actually one of the credits. They actually put me down like I was on the show with speaking lines.
Yeah.
Shit. He's like, you was on Family Matters. I said,
and for people back home, that's like the mark where it's like, dude, I'm on the credits.
I'm on TV. So.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I
that's
interrupted your story. No, right?
Man.
But that was
awesome. Yeah, you're going to interrupt you for that. Absolutely.
No, but you're in it. So even like when it hits the market, and also too, I'm curious, like when, like going through the, being on the show and stuff, like what, is a black show Christmas different than like white show Christmas?
Well, you know what, which was awesome about our show is we had very, very powerful white producers.
Mm-hmm.
So we never got treated really like black show. And I didn't.
It was great.
And I didn't really understand what black shows were going through budget wise,
right.
Until the show was done, and right. Then it was like all of a sudden, age 21 through 30 was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Mm-hmm.
And then Tyler Perry took it to another level, and that was the next 8 years. So
gotcha.
I'm like, but it was like we
8 years of slavery. Yeah,
right. So
something for slavery was going on.
We did.
you know, we did probably about, we did a Christmas episode pretty much every year of the show. So yeah. It was 9 years.
And people
years.
Look forward and to people, those Christmas
and
episodes.
And people really back then, they actually looked forward to those Christmas shows.
Sure.
We live in such an on-demand world now. I wouldn't even be able to tell you if people actually look forward to any one show doing a Christmas-themed show.
Getting to see those characters they've fallen in love with, seeing how they like how they treat something that's so relatable to everybody else.
Right, yeah, right. I'm not sure. Like if I watch Modern Family or something like that, I'm not going to be like, oh, they're going to have a Christmas show coming
but
out.
But Blackish, though. Blackish is.
I hope they do a great Christmas. I mean,
real written show.
See, like a show like Blackish, they have such a platform.
Yeah.
I would hope that Anthony or whomever would see hear this and would say, "Hey, we got to kill it. We got to set a whole new standard of what a Black Christmas is and incorporate everything that we're sitting here talking about."
Your stories are actually so on point. Like you're talking about trying to make like a film about it, but it's like both your individual stories would be such a great portrayal of that world that you don't get to see.
I almost cried telling that story about my mom. I ain't gonna lie. Because her birthday's today.
But you know what?
She's in town, so I just like, wow, mom.
I really think as much as we were able to go back and forth, especially when we were talking about the food, I really actually think that it would become American iconic. And that everybody would still be able to identify with it, though.
Sure.
It wouldn't be like I feel left out or lost.
And that's so true, because I'm gonna tell you why. I'll tell you why that's so prevalent. Because I started making greens, right? The collard greens in the hood is like
a staple. A big deal.
So about in 2009, I started making greens, right? Mm-hmm. And I went home to St. Louis to have Thanksgiving with my mom and dad. And I came with this green recipe that I did out here a couple times in L.A.
Yeah.
And people liked it. So I'm going to go home, I'm going to cook. Because I told my mom, I said, Mom, I'm making the greens this year. She's like, yeah, whatever. I said, Mom, no, really, I'm making the greens. She's like, no. I said, Mom, please. She said, look. Boy, you know the greens are the most important meal next to the ham and the turkey and mac and cheese at Thanksgiving. Yeah. It's one of the staples. I said, Mom, please let me make the greens. She said, okay. You fuck these greens up. I'm fucking you up.
That's
no pressure.
Exact words.
Yeah.
Two things happened when I made my greens.
Mm-hmm.
My mom asked for the recipe.
Ooh.
My dad asked for a divorce. He's like, I'm moving to L.A. with God. Like, your greens, they never taste as good. But my greens, and I think, I don't know if I told you about the cookbook I'm doing, but the comment.
No,
greens are, I make collard greens, the collard, mustard, turnip, kale, and spinach.
Ooh.
All five in a chicken broth.
Wow. You put kale in yours too?
Yeah, all five.
We will be exchanging numbers though.
I'll get the recipe. I also go to Trader Joe's and I get five different type of chicken sausages. And I season them, then I grill them. And then I let the greens cook for an hour. Then I cut the sausages up and put them in the greens.
Jenny.
I also roast tomatoes. You can get the buy out the can if you want to too. The roast tomatoes, and I put those in. Then I let them cook. I got garlic. I got a white onion, sometimes red onions. Got it all in there. I let them cook for like 2 hours. And last half hour, I put a little brown sugar in there. When I tell you it's my give it up greens, I call it give it because when I cook them for women, shit happens.
Give it up greens.
I'm telling you. My mom tried to give me some pussy. I'm like, no, Mom. And I already came out. I ain't trying to go back in.
Yeah, yeah.
But my greens, I'm telling you, I won contests with my greens.
Where?
So... my Friends House Foundation, where we feed the homeless every Wednesday, we had a men's cook-off. When people came, they paid money. All the money went to our foundation.
Yeah,
and I won the contest for side dish. So it was my greens are, I ain't gonna front. My greens better than my comedy. And my act. Twice as better than my act.
What's the name of your foundation again?
My Friends House Foundation. On social media, it's We Feed the Hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's My Friends House LA. And every Wednesday, I went today. My mom, her birthday today, I want to take her to a nice lunch. She's like, no, I want to go do what you do on Wednesdays on Skid Row. Took my mom down to Skid Row, man. Her and my sister.
That's great.
We fed the homies. I call them homies. I don't like saying homeless.
Right.
So I call, we fed the homies today, man. We give them clothes. We pray with them.
How long you been doing that?
They've been doing it for about maybe 6-7 years. I've been associated maybe the last 3 or 4.
That's great, man.
But yeah,
can people get involved? I mean, is there a site people can just...
MyFriendsHouseLA.com. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You can just fill out an application.
Yeah, and anybody comes down, man. I mean, we have a bunch of actors down there, comedians, writers, producers. T.O. has come down. I mean,
nice.
Farnsworth Bentley has come down. So it's like, it's just come and help out
and
give out.
And what did you serve to Farnsworth Bentley?
Umbrella cases.
Is he doing all right? Because I haven't seen him in a while.
Hey, Apple Ciroc is out.
Oh, okay. Is he like a shareholder or something?
No, that's Puffy going to look out for. That's the one of his crew he's going to look out for.
Oh, okay.
Puffy look out for his people.
I didn't know that.
Puffy, yeah. Puffy don't advertise.
Ciroc is a big company.
Yeah. No
but
kidding.
Yeah, so yeah, man. But what you're talking about, did those things incorporated into a Christmas movie where the meal is important? Because that's the other thing of a Black Christmas.
Oh, yeah, the meal.
The meal is important.
Yeah.
Like Thanksgiving is, Thanksgiving is the opening act for the Christmas meal.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I just got gypped at this Thanksgiving, matter of fact. And I didn't even take it personally because my aunt went cheap on it and didn't make no dressing.
Yeah,
she made no dressing. I posted it to Instagram.
So they'll post this video.
That's the only time I eat dressing. It's
No, I can't. Well, first of all, it's a disturbing thing when you get to a point where you realize your parents are getting old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I am actually at that age now where every year they do something that's older. and next year they're going to do something that's elder.
Yeah.
And then in the year after that, it's going to be like, you're just that much closer to death. Yeah. Jesus. So
my mom is 66.
True,
I taught her how to copy and paste last year.
Oh, my
God. So, like, in my head, I was like, oh, you're pretty much dead.
My mom's text font size is like 30.
It's funny you say that because as my dad started getting older and he got, you know, the sugar,
yeah,
which means diabetes.
Yeah.
My mom had to change
Lavelle Crawford. Thank you, Lavelle.
My mom had to change how she cooked. So it was no more ham hocks, she had to start putting turkey bacon in the damn greens and she had to cook differently and she couldn't use as much salt. So
not as fun.
You know, it's not as fun. The food was, and you don't want to tell my mom your food is starting to suck. But it's keeping dad alive. So.
Right, so
pick one. Let me get the mac and cheese over there.
Right. Wait, so now you said Thanksgiving is not even, so is that kind of
the opening act?
I mean, because
Thanksgiving's great, but Christmas, just I tell you, it's
Thanksgiving for white people. That's what I mean, we don't like to celebrate that. Christmas is a little bit different.
Yeah, because Thanksgiving, that's when we celebrate, you know, that we are the champions.
Oh, what? Wow. That looks amazing. I'm looking at this man's freaking greens right now. This is so in the future. Yeah. Wow.
Julio, can you put your pants back on, man?
I'm a foodie. Listen, let me tell you something. I made pretty much half my money this year from the Food Network. I'm a foodie.
Yeah, that's right, dude. Yeah.
I didn't really, I've done 4 shows for the Food Network. I did Worst Cook in America. I was on, I got a one coming out on December 9th, as a matter of fact, Andy Richter's Dinner Party.
Nice. That's gonna be stupid.
It's a funny show.
I mean, stupid in a good way.
In a very good way. Yeah. They're probably gonna call you. You'll be next. I did Guilty Pleasures. I've done 4 episodes of Guilty Pleasures. I
used to like doing Dinner in a Movie.
And Annabelle.
That was pretty cool. So you cook, watch a movie, discuss the movie.
Okay.
We watched Life one time and broke down Life and cooking Cornish hens.
That's one of my favorite movies ever.
Right. And you cook something appropriate to the film. Almost.
I feel like that's a world you totally could really just like. Excel.
Dominate, yeah.
I mean, the food, bringing, you know, some.
We're gonna have some fun. You know, I'm talking to some people right now, and we'll see what happens with one of the pitches. But one of the interesting things about, I think if something tastes good, it tastes good to anybody.
Yeah.
But the problem is, depending on where you're from, if you know what it is going into it, then all of a sudden the person turns into a 2-year-old child. It's like, no.
Yeah, you judge it. You don't put that in my mouth. Yeah.
Like, you just can't serve, you know, you can't serve black person from the hood escargot.
Yeah.
They're just not eating it. Yeah. You tell them it's snails, they're done. Yeah. I don't care how you prepare. You tell them it's snails, it's
Have you seen that go down? Because that seems like that would be great.
If you tell them it's rabbit or something like that, I ain't eating that. It's just rabbit. And it's like, if they didn't know, I think they would actually expand their horizons.
Right. That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
I've seen that many times with white people when they go and eat Mexican food. Because some of that stuff, it's like, oh man, this is really...
I'm from L.A., so that shit, I was weaned on that.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, this is really...
I didn't get experience until I got here.
Yeah, what's this soup called? Menudo? What?
That's a group from the 70s.
Yeah, it's like,
didn't they open for the Gypsy Kings?
Yeah. What's in this soup? Oh, yeah, that's a cow stomach lining.
What? It's tripe.
Yeah, tripe, yeah.
They had tripe sandwiches in St. Louis. They had a tripe shop. All they sold was tripe. I mean, they didn't know they were selling death, but it was they were selling tripe. Right. Tripe sandwiches. My mom used to love tripe sandwiches. Wow. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Like, I don't mess with chitlins.
I've never had chitlins.
I don't mess with chitlins.
My dad would not allow chitlins in the house.
What are chitlins?
Yeah, Brad. Wait, what are they?
Okay, chitlins. Can we play the song over my explanation of what chitlins are? This is, to me, the greatest Black Christmas song of all time. Okay. And I don't think he's going to disagree, though. Did I get it right?
Guys dancing.
This might be happening.
This
might be the song we go out on.
Yeah. Tell them what song this is, guys.
This Christmas.
Turn down just a little bit. Now, who is this?
This is This Christmas by Donny Hathaway.
And now it's been covered many times.
Yeah. Yes.
Many ways. But go ahead and tell your chitlins. Tell what chitlins are.
Okay,
what
so look. When it comes to these chitlins, dog, chitlins
I like
are
how you
pig
said it.
Intestines.
Wow.
You understand me?
Yeah. Right.
Intestines.
And what goes on in the intestines?
And that's where the brown travels through.
Right.
Okay?
That's where the browns go before they go to the Super Bowl.
Anybody who cooks chitlins, you have to cook them in the garage. You cannot even cook them in the
house. But before you cook them, what do you have to do, Jaleel?
I don't. You break it down, bro.
You have to clean them. It's big intestines.
You got to clean the chitlins.
Wet. It's intestines.
Because it has shit in it.
So yes. You're going to clean the shit out of the intestines.
You got to clean.
Then cook them in the
garage.
Literally,
you got to clean the shit out of the intestines.
Wow.
Out of the chitlins. And then my dad wouldn't allow them in the house. So no, my mom never cooked them. But I dated a girl one time.
And her dad cooked them in the garage.
And I was in the house. But it made it through the house, though.
Why would you cook anything you have to cook in the garage?
It smelled like Bruce's drawers after he got through working out on a treadmill for 3 hours.
Save that.
Smelled like ass. And this is the thing. This is my gauge. Because, like, you got to clean those chitlins.
Yeah.
So you got to clean the hell out of them. And I dated a girl one time who tried to invite me over.
No,
dude, she tried to come over. She's like, I'm having chitlins. And I'm like, okay. I remember going over her house, and she wasn't the tidiest person. I'm like, don't invite me over your house for chitlins and your bathroom dirty. Don't invite me over your house and your bathroom dirty. Because if you ain't cleaning your bathroom,
right,
you damn sure ain't cleaning them damn chitlins. And I was going to try them, too. I was going to give it a shot.
Chitlins are the staple.
They should be called chitlins. Like, I don't know why they call them chitlins.
Like, really. If I were to make that movie, I wouldn't miss that beat. Like, that
right.
We would do. They would
gotta
some,
have that
some
beat.
Uncle would be cooking these chitlins.
Right.
And the kids would just be, oh, my God, we can't even stand here and play.
You got to have a look in the bathroom. You got to have almost like a John Witherspoon type character.
Yeah. You got to cook them chitlins. Brad, yes.
That's me doing John Witherspoon. Yes, that's not me doing Rachel. Do it again.
Oh, got to cook them chitlins. You got to coordinate.
Yeah.
You got to coordinate when you cook them chitlins.
But Jaleel, you're on it, man. You got to have all those little nuances. Yeah, if you're going to make a black classic Christmas movie, and for you all, for white people to understand, black classic. Derek got that. It's a football game.
That's what I said. Even it doesn't matter if you're a Mexican, if you're white, whatever. Right. If you saw what that was on screen, you would laugh.
Yeah.
You'd be like, are these people really cooking pig intestines and calling it Christmas?
Yeah. But you know why? you know why we had to eat those? Because that's all y'all gave us. We were slaves.
Yeah. So they just,
okay, this has been Guy Tony and Jaleel White on the Outback. Bye, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Spears.
Yeah. We do got to wrap up.
Yeah.
We could go another 2 hours.
I know,
man.
I told
but
you.
I feel like I've learned so much, though.
Wait till the movie come out.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait, man.
We'll have to do I feel like we need to make a tradition out of this. And it doesn't have to be so black and white as far as the holidays.
You ain't gonna run. You ain't gonna run from.
But maybe next we do Black St. Patrick's Day and see what you guys
we
do.
We don't
know.
We don't do St. Patrick's.
Black Easter.
Oh, that's another one.
Oh shit!
Because you get your lights cut off by the Easter suit to go to church. Yeah, you got to look good on Easter, because that's the one time some people go to church.
Guy might want another guest on that one.
Guy might want another guest. Black Easter, now.
Guy, where...
I might know another black person that would be more quick to discuss what really goes down on Easter.
Where can our listeners find you, Guy Tori?
Find me on Instagram and Twitter, at Guy Tori, GUYTORRY. And also follow the new one, Fat Tuesdays, GT Fat Tuesdays.
Once a month.
We're building something beautiful again, man, Fat Tuesdays. So please follow us on that social media handle. It's GTPHATTuesdays. The website's .com, but the acronym is at GT Fat Tuesdays.
Love it.
Hell yeah, dude.
I am at Jaleel White, Jaleel White on Instagram and Twitter. Mm-hmm. And after that, I promise you, I'm on TV somewhere.
Check your local listings. Check your Jaleel listings.
I actually feel guilty promoting myself. I'm on TV somewhere.
If not, you'll see him driving around your town in a Scion.
In a Scion.
He will be there.
Do you all put your name like DirecTV? You have DirecTV?
Yeah,
put your name in and everything that you're in, it automatically
comes
records.
Up. Yeah,
I love that shit. Then you impress the chick because I'm I'm shallow like that. Put your name in.
I haven't done that in front of a woman.
I just go to my list. Say, oh, let me catch up on, you know, The Voice. And then my name would come up like, oh, Four Guy Tory movies. Like, oh, look at that. So that's shallow.
Did you hear that, ladies? If Guy Tory has his DirecTV up and Giving Up Greens out, you are fucked.
Yeah, literally.
That means Netflix is up next, bitch.
And I'm a vegetarian. Vegetarian.
This has been one of the most fun pods we've done in a long time. I'd say happy holidays, but yeah. That's what
holidays,
it is. Happy holidays.
Whatever you damn celebrate.
Crown and Bailey, man.
You know?
Crown and Bailey.
Yeah. Crown and Bailey. Happy
what
Crown
does
and
ISIS celebrate?
Getting killed, hopefully.
I hope so.
I'm on that. I'm a proud American. I do not condone that.
Exactly. Kill him.
This year, I'm celebrating Black Christmas. I don't care.
Me too. Right.
I'm going to do it. It sounds so much fun.
Brad, take us out as John Witherspoon's saying, we're doing your Black Christmas salute. Or happy holidays wishes.
Everybody over. Got them chitlins. Got to eat them pork feet. Got to have them greens. Got to have to get real greens, man. You got to get real greens. And then you got to listen to Jackson 5. That is Black Christmas.
You take us out with a song, man.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the one.
That's it.
Yeah.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays. My world is filled with cheer and
man.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessime Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.